When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now on a beautiful, gosh, here in Southern Nevada. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be about 86 degrees. We're going to get, just so you know, looking down the road, we're going to get to 100 degrees by next Wednesday. 100 degrees. Maybe we'll burn this whole coronavirus thing away. I can only hope so. But, you know, even in the midst of the coronavirus, we still have reasons to celebrate. Yeah, we're hunkering down. We're staying in place. We're staying at home for Nevada. I get that. But it doesn't mean we can't celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Here we go, folks.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's the day that we celebrate. We try not to take ourselves too seriously because it's Friday.
Hey, it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday, Friday, Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. Dance in place.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. Dance in place. It's okay. The boss isn't going to mind. Wow. Unbelievable. Okay. I want to get to something serious because it's occurred to me that over the last couple of weeks, we have not had a chance to really kick this around. And that is the notion of the what I term a binary choice that we are being given. You can either be safe and be under house arrest, or you can open up the state and you'll probably die. You'll catch the coronavirus and you'll die. And I'm not sure that binary choice is legitimate. We've seen all these projections, even for the state of New York, come way down. And one of the things that troubles me more than anything is the way this thing is being painted as you go outside, you die. You catch the coronavirus. We'll have a spike. the governor will have to ratchet up this thing even more. And I'm not sure. That's why I'm going to be looking at what Georgia does. Is Georgia going to see a huge spike in the next week? They're just opening up today. Texas is opening up. I'm just saying. We are making assumptions based on projections that have proven to be incredibly inaccurate. 2 million people dying in the U.S.? That's now down to, what, 60,000, something like that? And I want to find out from you if you believe that we are facing what they're calling a binary choice. Is that the way you feel? Because, again, even if we were to open up, consumer confidence has to allow us to open up. You have to be willing to get on an airplane and breathe recirculated air. You need to be able to go to a restaurant. Go to your favorite restaurant and order a steak and a baked potato and a bottle of wine. And consume it on the premises. Social distancing notwithstanding. I want to find out if you think this binary choice is right. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Wayne's going to have his major, major event coming up this afternoon. It's being billed as America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. And it begins at 2 o'clock. Premium Outlet Mall parking lot. And that's the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Warm Springs. It's right by the McDonald's and the Chevron. There are going to be a lot of people protesting, demanding that the governor open up our state. And this thing has been painted as kind of a binary choice. You can live and be under house arrest. Or you can open up parts of the states. Well, in fact, in our case, parts of the state that have no corona cases or no deaths. Shouldn't they be able to open? And by the way, if I want to go to say Douglas County and get a haircut, I could do that. That's what everybody is fearing. I'm gonna go to a break. And when we come back, we're gonna find out what you think. Is this the binary choice that's being painted by Governor Cuomo and Governor Sisolak and other Democrats, when Republican governors are saying open this thing up, as they're doing in Georgia, as they're doing in Texas, and they're doing in other states? We're going to find out from you if Governor Cuomo is right, Governor Sisolak is right. Or is there another option? Is there another option? Now you've heard my plan. My plan is a cheat week where we open up hairstylists. We open up nail salons. We open up department stores. All kinds of businesses that could be open. And then in a week, close it down. We'll do the measurements. We'll let the doctors look at the numbers. Did we have a huge spike? Did we not have a huge spike? Is it possible we could do that? That we could get department stores and all kinds of other retail businesses open and not have a huge spike in coronavirus cases? We'll get to that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered.
but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19, paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, all of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us knows when we'll be able to declare victory. The one thing I do know is we all have to eat, right? And that's why my buddy Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos, you've driven past there 1,000 times, I'll bet you, they want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the last 30 years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside. And by the way, get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. To order, all you have to do is pick up the phone right now, and call Ichabod's Lounge. Write down the number, because you may not be hungry now. You may be hungry along about lunchtime. 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. One more time. Here's the number, 702-451-2323. We're all going to get through this together, and Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way. Give them a call, order lunch, and go pick it up. It's going to be so cool. And their food, by the way, is absolutely phenomenal. We're going to get to your calls in just a minute. But first, I want you to hear what's causing a lot of controversy. I just got a Huffington Post text saying the president is walking back his statements of yesterday relative to the possibility of injecting disinfectant into your blood, or the ultraviolet light on your bloodstream. This is the comment that got the president in trouble. Again, he's not a doctor. He doesn't play one on TV. But he listens to the doctors on that task force.
A question that probably some of you are thinking of if you're totally into that world, which I find to be very interesting. So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light, and I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. So we'll see. But the whole concept of the light, the way it kills it in 1 minute, that's pretty powerful.
Now a lot of people got on the president and said that's just wishful thinking. The fact is, and you can go to there's an article by from the NIH by Michael Hamblin, where they talk about ultraviolet blood irradiation, UBI. And it was used extensively in the 40s and 50s to treat a lot of diseases. It treated pneumonia, tuberculosis, arthritis, and even polio. Again, this was before the Salk vaccine. But no. And again, can I tell you something? I'm open to anything. We cannot continue to live like this. Tell you what, let's go to James. James, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. What's on your mind?
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I don't know if you know about the Armstrong and Getty show, but they had these doctors from Bakersfield, California, and they made some great observations. They were saying that to be safe, like the government always tells the citizens to do, that it's almost like using reverse psychology on us, and that actually it's better to go out and not get the virus, but just build up your immune system so that you can ward it off, because if you're not, you know, subjected to it, it's not going to do any good. And they also said that Anthony Fauci hasn't seen a patient in over 20 years, so he's kind of speaking out of context. And also Anderson Cooper on CNN was drilling Carol Goodman, our mayor, and almost like he said to her, well, what happens if you're a casino owner? What would you do, Carol? And she's trying to tell him, well, I'm not a casino owner. You know, it's like it's up to them. It's like he was drilling her. But then I think when he was interviewing Steve Sisolak, he was being so nice to him.
Oh, yeah.
And also, when Steve Sisolak does his press conferences, he looks terrible in his suits. And I'm not picking on the guy, but it's like he doesn't take questions. And everything he says is I. And I just think he's overreached his boundaries, and I didn't like him as a Clark County commissioner. I thought he was arrogant, and I love Wayne Allen Root, what he's doing today, and I think it's exceptional that people have to get out there and voice their opinions and do it in a nice, you know, rightful way.
No, and that's what they're calling it America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan, beginning 2 o'clock. is when you should show up. And 3 o'clock, they'll head down Las Vegas Boulevard. No, I'm just saying, we cannot live this way. And with the threat, you know, from the governor, well, if I have to, I'll ratchet it up even more. What more can he do? Go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, I hope you're in good health.
Yes, we are. So far.
Good.
Knock on wood.
Good. You can't knock on my head. I'm too far away from you. There I go. Okay, you had your little idea about let's try a weekend or whatever, and we'll see what happens. Either it'll spike the virus or it'll get better. Well, do you think people want to be guinea pigs? What if it spikes? People get sick. People die. Will you take responsibility for that? Like the
No. I don't have to take responsibility. Everybody,
you'd like to see what happens.
No. But you know what? There are people in our community, where you live, where I live, that would be willing to risk that. No.
Well, there's something wrong with these people, and I'll tell you why.
It's called free will.
99.8% of the medical advice says do not do that. They want to go ahead and do it, fine. But if they pick up a disease or get it, bring it to others, bring it home to their own families, whatever. And like the president, like Dr. Trump said, yesterday? I've heard of it, injecting disinfectant, which is poison, like Lysol or whatever.
And by the way, the folks at Lysol said don't do it. But what he's saying is it's an idea.
It's an idea. If you listen to him, he said, well, you know, it's a possibility. We can think about this. It is an idea. Why don't you think about it? And all the doctors on the stage were looking at each other like this man's insane. I mean, the man
They're looking at him like he's not a doctor. He doesn't have a DR in front of his name. I'm sorry, but that's fine. But you know this blood irradiation thing that he talked about yesterday as well is stuff that has been going on since the 40s and 50s, and it works. Not necessarily on the coronavirus. That's why he's saying. And the doctors, you guys are going to test this, right? Okay. No, that's the name of that tune. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. I've got one line open. You want to squeeze through, you can. If you get a busy signal, just wait for somebody to ring off. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. It's Friday. Let's celebrate. It's Live and Local now.
Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are swinging between small gains and losses in afternoon trading, with the major averages on track to close the week with losses, reversing course after two consecutive weeks of gains. And more turbulence for Boeing. Shares of the plane maker are down over 6%, following reports that the company is planning to cut 787 Dreamliner production in half and announce job cuts when it reports first quarter earnings on April the 29th. And according to the Wall Street Journal, Boeing is expected to delay the return of its 737 MAX to the skies until at least late summer or early fall. Boeing 737 MAX fleet has been grounded since last March following two deadly crashes. JCPenney shares sliding 10% after the Wall Street Journal reported that the troubled retailer is in advanced talks for bankruptcy funding with a group of lenders. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls it fake news that he gave Georgia Governor Brian Kemp the okay to reopen businesses like spas, beauty salons, tattoo parlors, and barbershops today. Georgia Congressman Doug Collins tells Fox,
it's not about letting business open back up. It's about the citizens actually feeling comfortable about going to the businesses as well.
There's a new international push for a COVID-19 vaccine led by the World Health Organization.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus joined at a virtual launch event by leaders including Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte.
Finding and distributing the vaccine is the only way to win this battle.
But the US is not involved. President Trump has criticized the World Health Organization's handling of the outbreak.
Fox's Simon Owen. There are now more than 50,000 coronavirus deaths in the United States, according to the count kept by Johns Hopkins University. America's listening to Fox News.
It's a very confusing and stressful time right now, especially for our wounded and ill veterans and their caregivers. Practice social distancing, wash your hands frequently, and stay at home to avoid exposure. If you don't have symptoms or have questions, use secure messaging through My Healthy Vet or the VA telehealth service. If you develop symptoms, please call your local VA facility. We will get through this. For more details, visit va.gov/coronavirus.
This is a community and a geography starkly split.
Fox Nation takes you back inside the fight that has spanned over a century and defined a region. Now, Pete Hegseth returns to the Holy Land, exploring new ground on both sides of the disputed border.
I wish Arabs and Jews could live together.
We used to be exactly the same.
Learning that this fight is more personal than we think. Don't miss Season 3 of Battle in the Holy Land. Available now, only on Fox Nation.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
You just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes. But you know what they're doing right now? They're fixing bikes. They're tuning up bikes. And they can do it with curbside. Yeah. Check it out. Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now. Go to LasVegasCyclery.com. That's Las Vegas Cyclery.com. Nevada.com. Two locations to serve you across Southern Nevada. Let's get to your phone calls. For those of you that may have just joined us, you may have just jumped in your car, you may have just turned us on. We are being given a binary choice by our politicians and even the doctors. And the binary choice is you can live in captivity. You can be forced to wear a mask. You can close down our parks. You can close down our golf courses, big 5,000-6,000 yard golf courses. And because the governor saw a couple of pictures of golf carts with more than one in them, he decided to punish us. Now, I happen to think that this may be unconstitutional, what's going on. I think if this thing goes on a while, I think there will be folks that will challenge the constitutionality of this. But the binary choice that we're being given is you can stay under house arrest during the hashtag Sisolak shutdown. And you can live. Although even that's not a guarantee. Or you can open up the state of Nevada, as they're doing in Georgia, as they're doing to a lesser extent in Texas. I mean, just think of all the wide open expanses of Texas. It's a huge state. And yet we're being told, oh, my God, don't do it. Don't do it. People will die. Anyway, let's see what's on your mind. And by the way, I want to find out if this binary choice is a legitimate one. You stay under house arrest. You stay home for Nevada. Or you open up Nevada and you die. Which obviously is not true for everybody. It's not one size fits all. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
Going good, Jeff. What's up, man?
Hey, well, I just wanted to kind of put this out there. You know, I'm getting a little frustrated, man. I'm a small business owner. I'm a gardener, and I'm out here every day, 7 days a week. I don't have the luxury. I'm trying to build a small business. I don't have the luxury to stay home every day. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people that, you know, are older and they need to do that. But the way I look at it is this, is that this is not really a choice. This isn't a binary choice. The way I look at it is that our government, by giving people money to stay home, how is that a choice? When people have, and I'm not saying this is wrong, right, or whatever, but when people have the option of receiving a check to do nothing, they're going to take that. I just went up on Alta and Antelope, and I see a line going around the block for people to go to a food bank. And it's just like, to me, what I'm trying to get at here is that, you know, people could be going back to work, and I know there's a risk, but you know what? We're Americans, man. We take those risks. We're supposed to be the strong people of the world that are supposed to be showing an example to everybody of how to come together and get things right and, you know, really just, you know, man up, and we're not doing it, and it really frustrates me.
And Jeff, here's the kicker. The kicker is, if people don't want to do, if people want to sit home and collect their $300 or whatever unemployment is, plus the $600 for the federal government, so you're getting almost $1,000 a week. If you want to sit home and you're afraid of going outside, then go ahead. And then the casinos will have to figure a way to create some sort of consumer confidence that they're not going to go to the casino and die. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. Hey, Jeff, let me ask you: your business, are you actually working?
Oh yeah, absolutely, 7 days a week.
And there is still business out there for you.
Yes, there is. I mean, it's definitely gotten harder over the last, you know, obviously over the last month, but I'm trying to help my customers as much as I can. Like, there's some people that have been laid off, and I'm saying, hey, if you can't pay me this month, that's the way it is. You know, I'll wait until you're back on your feet. you know, I know a lot of the people that are most of, pretty much all my customers are good people, and I trust them. And, you know, I'm willing to do my part to get us through all this stuff, or you know, help get people through this time. And, but yeah, I mean, I'm doing everything I can to solicit business still, and I'm not letting this scare me. So, you know, that's just life. You take a chance every time you get in a car and you start up your car and you drive. You could get in an accident. Anything can happen. These are just the risks that we take in life. And I think we got to still keep on trucking. So,
hey, Jeff, I so admire you. You keep on working, man. You keep on making money. Good for you. And thanks for what you do for folks that are challenged right now. I mean, that's what's so sad about this. There are people really being hurt by this. And I don't begrudge anybody their $300. Do we know what unemployment is in the state of Nevada? How much it is? I'll have our crack research staff look that up. But I will say this. I don't begrudge them getting that or the $600 extra. And if they are too afraid to go outside and work or send the kids to school or whatever, that's fine. I got no problem. I mean, everybody gets to make up their own mind on this thing. But the question is, we're being given this, what we call the binary choice, either or. It's one or it's the other. Let's go to Neil. Hey, Neil, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. In terms of this, battle between Mayor Goodman and Governor Sisolak, is that I certainly see Governor Sisolak's point, but I come down more on the side of Mayor Goodman, and I wish on her CNN interview she might have phrased a couple of things just a little bit differently, and not this battle between essential and non-essential businesses, but what can we do safely? And where are we going to have problems where, you know, we need to come up with creative workarounds or whatever? But this idea that, well, if it can just save one life, we're going to stay locked down. And we don't do that in any other aspect of our society. Look at the speed limits on roads. Some roads are 70, some are 65, some are 55, some are 45. We get to a school zone and everybody's supposed to drive 15 when children are present. And it's just absolutely insane because we make these public policy decisions all the time. And like other people have pointed out, it's one of these situations where if we wanted to completely eliminate vehicle deaths, then what we would do is just simply take all the speed limits down to 15. And that's insane. And then the other thing that they're finding out, like this study that was done over at USC by the researchers over there in L.A. County, and L.A. County's had maybe, 10,000 cases that have been reported, the USC researchers are finding, no, that the true number is more around 300,000 to 400,000. And so this is a situation where when you drive up, I mean, we know the deaths, but what we don't know is we don't know how many people are exposed to this. And then on the show in front of you with Armstrong and Getty, they were quoting these two doctors over in Santa Barbara that were talking about the fact that because these hospitals get more money from the federal government for every CV-19 death that they report, the bias is to report more deaths. But we're still at 50,000, and man, it seems like just a few weeks ago, people were saying, well, we've got to shelter inside because we're going to overwhelm the hospitals. Nobody's going to be able to get in. We're going to have 1 million to 2.5 million deaths. And that's why we sheltered at home in the first place. You see some of these pictures of some of these hospitals that friends have texted me. They're empty.
Well, I mean, they've sent the Comfort, the naval ship Comfort, The hospital ship? They've sent it back.
Yeah, it was
to,
over in L.A., right?
No,
New York. Mercy was in New York, and the Comfort was in L.A., or vice versa?
Vice versa. And the Comfort's going back to Virginia. I mean, that's the projections on this thing have been all over the map. Neil, thank you for the call. We'll get to more of your calls. I've just freed up a line. You want to jump in, you can. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Do you buy this binary choice? That you can stay under lockdown, you can stay under house arrest, or you can go out and you can die? I mean, that's essentially what's being painted for us. We'll talk about it coming up. Live and local now.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
Hello, I'm Steven Silberkraus, candidate for University Regent in District 3. As a state assemblyman, I fought and passed major education reforms. As a regent, I'll continue the fight to modernize and improve our state's universities and colleges. Silberkraus might be hard to spell, but it's nothing compared to how hard I'll work for you. For more information, check out my website at silberkraus.com. That's silberkraus.com. SilberKraus.com. Paid for by Friends for Steven Silberkraus.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
As a woman and a mom, sometimes you just have to take a stand. Take Dan Rodimer, who's running for Congress. You kidding me? Rodimer's violent criminal record is an immediate disqualifier. Rodimer has been arrested for violent assaults 3 times. In one case, Rodimer admitted guilt to battery. Another Rodimer attack was so horrific, his victim had intracranial bleeding. A witness at one attack told police Rodimer bragged he liked to hurt people. And an arrest warrant described Rodimer as armed or dangerous. But there's more. A police report detailed Rodimer's harassment of a teenage girl, while another exposed Rodimer was investigated for a domestic incident. It's bad enough Rodimer was sued for forgery, fraud, and for not paying his taxes. But violent assaults and harassing women? That's unforgivable. Paid for and authorized by Friends of Dan Schwartz.
I'm Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Get back to your phone calls. We're talking about the choice that we're being given here in the state of Nevada. And it's a binary choice. It's essentially stay at home for Nevada, stay under house arrest, close down the churches, even the drive-in churches, which is no different than going to the parking lot at McDonald's or Walmart or any place. And you go to these places and you'll die. You stay at home and you'll live. And is that really a fair choice? Is that really a fair choice? Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're next and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just want to talk about our esteemed governor for just a moment. You know, at best, he's nanny-in-chief. He's not a governor. He's the nanny of Nevada, and he likes that title, to be nanny and to take care of every single person in Nevada. And at worst, he's the clown-in-chief because he has... I don't think he really has a deep embedded idea to get this thing moving. I believe he kind of wants it to linger on and on. He's a good Democrat. And I compare him to the governor of Georgia who has some guts and says, let's get this thing underway. And I think Brian Kemp, and I didn't know who he was until all this took place, he's going to come out of this in good shape, in my opinion. And his name is going to get some very positive recognition for what he's doing.
I wish other governors, and I think other governors will, if in 3 weeks we find that there's no big, huge spike in Georgia, that there will be other states that will open up. Confident.
Well,
that,
I hope so. And let me just, anyone from the governor's office that's listening, Governor Sisolak, enjoy the next few years in the mansion. If there was a way to recall you, I wish somebody would do it. You are so inept. It's unbelievable. You are a joke.
Well,
and that's all I want to say, and have a good day, Kevin.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather here in southern Nevada. It's going to be, what, 86 today? By the way, by next Wednesday, it's going to be 100 degrees. 100, the century mark. I think that is absolutely incredible. Let's go to Ben. Ben, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks, Kevin, for all you do.
Well, you're welcome.
And yes, I am going to be joining the cavalcade before 3 this afternoon. But my big question is, why are we the only one of 50 states that's in phase zero?
Well, because there is no phase zero. This is something that the governor kind of created out of whole cloth. There is phase one, phase two, phase three. I don't recall there being a phase zero though. That is a creation, I think, of the governor. I think. By the way, we did some crack research staff. That means Mark. Thanks, Mark. The maximum unemployment benefit state of Nevada, $407 per week. So on top of that, add the $600 from the federal government. And that means you can max out at $1,007 per week. Now, that's still not lots of money, okay? But for some, it's more than your current wage, believe it or not. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Brother, you made a good point, but how long is that money going to last before it flat runs out? You know, we're talking about immune system right now. And the guy wants to stay at home. What happens if he stays at home and gets carbon monoxide before they kill the whole family? My kids have never had a flu shot, and they've never had the flu. When I was brought up, a little bit of a dirty house isn't a bad thing. Your body gets used to taking on germs and viruses, and it builds immunities. If they try to hide this from everybody, when they do go out, they're going to get it. They won't have no immune system to it because your immune system's gone from sitting home in a cave. And most people say in the house is the dirtiest, most bacteria-ridden place in the world.
Good point. Good point.
And the guy that called him Dr. Trump, his mind's made up. You ain't going to change it. Trump, he'll try. He will do anything to save the American people's lives and their economy. And he's tongue-tied. He's getting beat up every day. And nobody gives him any credit.
Can I be honest with you? I'm so glad you called and expressed that. The president is living in a world he knows nothing about. I'm amazed that he is as informed as he is. Most CEOs would not be this informed relative to, you know, soaking up what the doctors are saying and the scientists are saying. I think it's great. I really do. I really think it's great what this president is doing. Let's go to Tom. Tom, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. What's up, man?
Morning, Kevin. I keep hearing this word about public policy. Now, when did public policy take a precedent over valid laws? This public policy thing seems to be some sort of some law that these people can just make up as they go along and then impose it on us.
Are you referring to public safety?
Well, no, public policy. Okay. Laws that are referred or some form of law that
public policy
to public
is the
policy.
Product. But it's the product of the laws that are passed by Congress or by your state legislature.
Well, public policy seems to benefit the authoritarian management folks, and valid law is more or less supported by the people and made by the people and for the people.
The model should be that the laws passed reflect and the public policy reflect the will of the people. That's the assumption.
Well, a lot of public policy seems to come out of these courts by activist judges, so to speak.
Well, and can I tell you something?
No.
Your point is well taken. And Tom, here's my view. Everybody's talked about recalling the governor. It's impossible. You got to get like something like 25% of the vote of the ballots cast. You need that number to recall a sitting governor. You can't do it. I think it's going to have to be the courts. I think it's going to have to be the state Supreme Court that invalidates what the governor is doing. That's the only way it will end. Stick around. We're going to check what's going on in Northern Nevada. Rico Aller from Carson Installation in Mound House, that big, beautiful blue building on 50 Highway East up in Mound House. He'll join us and he'll tell us what's going on. Are people getting back to work or are they not? That's all coming up live and local now.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your Assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
ABET.
Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.